WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An arrest was made in a weekend armed robbery of a convenience store employee. 30-year-old Stantoris Perry O'Brien is accused of holding a pistol to the neck of the worker who was in the process of getting into his car after finishing his shift at the Fast Start store on West Highway 21 early Saturday morning. The employee told police Perry held a pistol to his neck and took the money in his wallet. As Perry drove away, the employee got the license plate of Perry's SUV. Police found him about 2 hours later at an apartment. Officers recovered most of the money and the handgun that's believed to have been used. Two of the four construction workers injured in Saturday's roof collapse at the new A&M Equine Center are out of the hospital. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the victims were near the top of the 35-foot-tall roof at the time of the collapse.
They were on elevated devices tying together steel for the roof structure when something caused it to collapse, and four of them fell on top of the debris.
Humphrey says it looked like the roof of the 300-foot-long barn collapsed in a domino effect.
The debris kind of collapsed to the side, and since they were in elevated devices, lift trucks and things like that, they were up above most of the debris and actually fell on top of the collapsed structure.
Once the injured were rescued and the remainder of the building was stabilized, a secondary search was conducted. No other victims were found. A 35-year-old remains in critical condition at St. Joseph. The barn is part of the $35 million first phase of A&M's $80 million equine complex. For about 14,000 Brazos County property taxpayers, you have an extra day to make your second half payment. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says that's because the normal deadline of June 30th falls on a Sunday. While the deadline isn't until a week from today, now is the time to ask any questions.
We have a finite number of people here to answer the questions, so if you're calling and all the lines are busy in that department, you may not get your answer for a while, and if you're depending on getting that answer on the last day, it may not happen. So please, if you have questions and you're going to call, call earlier rather than later. Call early in the week. Find your stubs, find your information, and or go to the website and try and be prepared.
Payments can be made any time at the drop box outside the tax office in downtown Bryan by mail as long as the postmark is July 1st or sooner, and online, which adds a convenience fee. The message boards are out along the freeway warning motorists about the start of a multi-million dollar upgrade. Starting tomorrow, southbound traffic will not be able to exit at Harvey Road and the southbound entrance ramp from Harvey to the freeway. Additionally, the southbound service road will be closed from University to Harvey. And in the freeway's construction zone, the speed limit will be 60. This will be taking place for the next 2 months as part of the nearly $10 million project that will continue through the end of next year. The City of West has filed a lawsuit against the owners of the fertilizer plant and chemical supplier. This comes 2.5 months after a fire triggered an explosion that flattened buildings and killed 15 people. City officials accuse Adair Grain of being negligent in the storing of ammonium nitrate and that CF Industries was liable for an inherently hazardous product. The lawsuit, filed in State District Court in Waco, seeks unspecified damages. Representatives of the plant and chemical company declined to comment. Texas lawmakers have passed new state house political maps, satisfying the original reason Governor Rick Perry called the legislature into special session. The Senate gave final approval yesterday following House passage on Friday. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says there wasn't much debate on two of the three maps.
The Senate and the congressional maps went pretty easy. Obviously, we spent more time debating our own House maps.
Of course.
But the big stick there was up in Dallas area, and I think we resolved some of those issues.
Minority groups say that those maps don't reverse the discrimination, and their lawsuit is expected to continue. And after a session that went nearly all night, the Texas House has approved transportation funding and new sentencing rules for 17-year-olds convicted of capital murder. Still, with the 30-day special session ending at midnight tomorrow, lawmakers may have yet to scramble to ensure those clear the legislature. Democratic lawmakers used stall tactics to delay a vote on a major abortion bill until after 3 a.m. this morning, but the majority GOP eventually approved banning abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and requiring that all procedures take place in a surgical center. The bill must clear a final House vote, then win Senate approval. With that settled, lawmakers made quick work of bills authorizing transportation funding and prison sentences to better conform to a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision. WTAW News Time is 8:12 at 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractors are small but mighty powerful. And now at Sioux Falls Prater, they're more affordable than ever. Bring home the 22 Special, a 1023E tractor, John Deere loader, and a mower with 0% financing for 60 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends 7/31/13, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
8:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. All right, here we go. If he says the numbers, they don't sound as bad, right?
High pressure across the area will be responsible for sunshine the next several days and warm, warm temperatures. We'll be up around 95 later this afternoon. Clear, warm tonight, 73 to 78. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm again tomorrow with afternoon highs approaching 95. Clear tomorrow night, it'll be breezy, 73 to 78. Wednesday, more sunshine, high temperatures 95 to 100. It stays hot into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, you know, we'll go into this later about this whole Earth heat and thing, but the sun has decided to celebrate the summer solstice by ejecting billions of tons of solar material into space in a solar flare.
Oh, really?
Yeah, classified as an M2, which apparently means it's not that big. Anyway, according to NASA, we are still relevant. And the European Space Agency, it sent solar material into space 1,349 miles per second, which is, you know, pretty fast, even for a solar flare. Now, solar flares cause geomagnetic storms here on Earth, which can cause disruptions in communication signals and power grid surges.
So when people misunderstand us, can we say, oh, it's due to a geomagnetic
force?
Well,
if that happens to be happening, the deal is this particular flare was not headed toward Earth. So, just the way I think. Let's say that this solar flare was headed toward Garganon, okay?
Okay.
Whatever. All right. So
who could forget old Garganon?
Right. And so let's say they're on Garganon. They're a little bit behind us when it comes to communication.
Okay.
And let's say their counterpart to Alexander Graham Bell on Garganon, okay, is trying to invent the telephone. And he thinks he's got it ready to go, and then he tries it and it doesn't work. But in fact, what it is it was the solar flare that caused it. On another day, it would work. But you see, that could continue to have them cast into the dark ages of communications for another century. What do you think?
I think that that is the most scientific, what's the word, fictional.
BS? Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I think you had one too many beers yesterday.
No, I'm just thinking. I mean, those poor people, they thought they had finally had a breakthrough in communication, and he brings all his investors in or buddies and goes, okay, here we go, and he pushes the button, and it doesn't work because of some damn solar flare that never would happen again.
I just think that deep inside of you, there's a little science fiction writer who's crying out to be heard.
I'm just thinking along the lines of, at what point at Casa de Scott did it go, you know, I'm going to talk about Garganon tomorrow.
Well, Anyway, so now he goes back to his job as a greeter at Costco. All right, it's 8:17. Bill McGuire is here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Well, wait a minute. Let me push that button. Okay, now.
Oh, am I on now?
Now you are, yeah.
Okay. Hello. Hello, Nanu. Yeah. Nanu.
That's it.
Yeah, so that was interesting. Yeah.
Just the kind of thoughts I have, but, yeah. You know.
Well, I hate to be, you know, going into a departure, but I will.
All right, that's probably best, really.
I've been trying to raise a little bit of a, I guess I'd call it a stink, you mm-hmm. know, from BBB. Warning folks, because these scam guys are out there, and what happens is they come up and knock on your door. Now, this won't happen in Bryan College Station, so I'm talking to the folks that are listening to us that are sort of in the smaller community, Scott, that circle around us. And this happens every year. I end up getting a phone call, and somebody has been on the bad end of an experience with these asphalt pavers. These guys are coming out of Nebraska that come down into Texas.
It's Tom Turbyville. That's it. It's Tom Turbyville.
That's probably why he moved up there. He wanted to get in on this.
By but God, I want
his
an
supplementation.
Yeah,
his retirement.
Exactly. Right. Anyway.
But what they're doing is they've been doing this for years. One of my buddies up there at the Omaha BBB has a very thick file on these folks. But the guys that are behind it are called the Daley Brothers. Daley. If you were to look them up, they have about 50 different names. You know, they just whatever name they want to go by this week, and they'll have business cards, and they might show up to your property maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And the only reason they're coming to your door is because they've spotted a possible pigeon for them. Okay, and there might be five of them or so, and they've got this really nice looking equipment. They'll have a little asphalt with them, and this is what happened to a couple in Lyons, Texas, last September. They rolled up and they said, "How you doing?" You know, and got the pleasantries going on. And the couple said, "Yeah, we're fine." And what's going on? Well, we've got some leftover asphalt from a job we just did at Independent Firearms, which, hey, that's where my son buys his ammo, you know. So right away they
big
had
tie-in,
this,
right?
Yeah, they had this connection. The lady didn't stop. We'll say, you know, that's where my son buys ammo. Let me call them and see if they like the job that you did for them. Right. If she just said that, these guys had loaded up and been down the highway. Right. But what ended up happening was they decided to listen to their spiel, and they handed them a business card. And sometimes, Scott, their business card will have the BBB logo on it. They even do that, or a brochure. We've heard about that, which people go, oh, BBB.
They must be reputable.
Wonderful.
Sure.
Yeah, right, they're trustworthy, and that's not the case. In their case, it's not the case. But I just want to let listeners know, if somebody does that, you know, with you and you get that BBB logo, stop what you're doing, call us, or just go to your computer and check and see if they're really with BBB. Sometimes people advertise falsely that they are, you know, with us. Okay, so that's what these guys are doing. But the people get the warm fuzzies. After these folks got taken for about $4,000,
wow.
There was a TV story on them, and the gentleman was on camera saying, you know, they just look like the kind of folks you wanted to deal with, which just proves the point. They're very good con people, okay? So I just want to alert that the time for these folks is from the 1st of April when they start coming down all the way till October 1st when they head back for the winter. But what they do, the police have trouble finding them because they stay in KOA or something like that, campgrounds.
Sure.
They're not staying in motels and hotels like regular folks might do when they're traveling. They'll have this brand-new-looking equipment. Why? Because they're renting it from someplace locally. It's already been cleaned up.
And
if they get it dirty, they turn it back in and rent it the week after that, you know. So, anyway, just be careful. And in all things, when somebody comes knocking on your door, that's probably not a great way to start a business transaction. Check them out with the BBB. We would rather get you on the front end when we can say, no, those are scam artists, so you don't get taken.
Sure, absolutely.
If you have more, have questions about this, give us a call, 260-2222. I've got more information on this.
All right, very good. Thank you, Bill. That's Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau. Linda Harvell is here this morning to talk about, how are you this morning?
I am outstanding. How
great.
Are you?
Great, good. Here to talk about the 75th anniversary, which is coming up not too far away.
It is just a few months down the road. This is the 75th year of when the city of College Station was incorporated, and we're doing a big event to celebrate our birthday. And the George Bush Library is giving us 3,000 square feet of exhibit space for 3 months to showcase our history. I mean, that is just amazing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an amazing exhibit. Mm-hmm. On Friday, November 15th, we're doing a homecoming / reunion. And this is where your listeners can help us. They may know people who have always considered College Station as their hometown, but they've moved away. Invite them home that weekend. It's going to be a chance for people to visit and reconnect and tell old stories. And
wonder what happened to that building. And
exactly.
A lot of that, right.
It's just going to be such a great event. And then on Saturday out at the Bush Library, we've got a vintage car show that's going on, and I'm sure you remember B.B. Holland, junior high history teacher.
Yep.
He's in charge of the car exhibit.
Yeah, that's
How
good.
Cool is you that?
Bet.
And then we'll have a birthday party at the exhibit on November 16th. And I need to let you know that November 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Bush Library is offering free admission into the College Station exhibit. And so a couple of things I've been thinking. What if our restaurants did a 1938 blue plate special? You know, we really want...
Probably can't do the price, but they might do the items.
I know, but just think of, you know, we want this to be a community event.
Sure.
It's just not some volunteers getting together and throwing a birthday party. We're looking for sponsors, and where that sponsorship money is going towards, we have to pay for the construction supplies, any AV, any kind of high-tech things we bring into the exhibit. So that's where a lot of this money is going. Some of our sponsors, Union Pacific has come in as our title sponsor. We actually have a train theme for the event. University Title, BTU, Scott & White, St. Joseph's, Texas A&M, Joe Orr Surveyors, Texas Trading Post, Citibank, First Victoria Bank, FedStar, Credit Union, Spirit of Texas Bank, and the list goes on. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Bill offered a challenge to anybody who's gone to A&M Consolidated to send in $100. Well, one of our classmates took it a step further, and she is donating $100 in memory of her classmates that have passed away.
Okay.
What an amazing tribute. Now, what you get for your sponsorship is signage out at the Bush Library. Now, you think about all of the people that come through the library over a three-month period. Your name is going to be displayed. I mean, that's international exposure. And it's just going to be an amazing event. Need to visit our Facebook page, College Station Celebrates 75 Years. We're having a lot of fun with that. A lot of old pictures are being shared from when we were growing up. Of course, none of us go back to 1938.
No, that's true.
It's just a great event. If you would like to get involved, like to be a sponsor, you can call me at 703-5305 or email me at lindaharvell@aol.com.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
You bet. And that's our community segment. It's sponsored this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Expect an early pullback in the market. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures suggest Wall Street is in for a rough start. There is growing concern among investors about the Chinese economy and the possibility China could be facing a liquidity crisis. The National Activity Index from the Chicago Federal Reserve suggests there was some improvement in the economy last month. The industrial production component of the index showed the biggest gain in May. There was a small uptick in employment-related indicators. There's a Monday merger in the healthcare industry. Tenet Healthcare is buying Vanguard Health Systems for more than $1.5 billion. You have a lot of company if your savings are a little thin. Bankrate.com says only about a quarter of all Americans have enough money in the bank to cover living expenses for at least 6 months. More than a quarter have no emergency savings at all. Monsters University was the weekend's number one movie. The animated film from Disney Pixar took in $82 million. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Above-ground nuclear tests were banned in 1963, but the radioactive carbon-14 they released into the atmosphere is now helping scientists understand the brain. When we eat plants and animals, our cells take up carbon. A percentage of it is in the form of carbon-14, according to neuroscientist Jonas Friesen of the Karolinska Institute in Sweden.
When a cell undergoes cell division and duplicates its DNA, it will integrate carbon-14 with the concentration corresponding to that in the atmosphere at that time point, effectively creating a timestamp in the DNA of cells, which we then can measure and infer when a cell was born.
While scientists once thought that adult brains don't make new neurons, this study revealed that about a third of the brain cells in the hippocampus, a region of the brain involved in learning and memory, get replaced during the human lifetime. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
You know, when Amish furniture for generations started years ago, there were a good number of Amish craftsmen out there. That market has just exploded because there's a tremendous desire for people to get furniture that is built to last. And Amish Furniture for Generations is more than just a name. It's the story of the kind of furniture that you get there. It's solid wood furniture. It's bench built by Amish craftsmen, obviously right here in the United States. And it can be built to your specifications. There's some things that you'll learn if you go into Amish Furniture for Generations about the way furniture is made that you may have never known, because the quality of the wood and the way it's put together makes all the difference in the furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations. So if you'll stop in now, you'll see a lot of new pieces. You'll also see a lot of new books, and you'll see new builders represented, again, because this market continues to grow. Lots and lots of new. There are beautiful new tables and chairs, a perfect piece for your dining room, your bedroom, your family room, your office, all of that. Large selection to choose from. You can give Ken a call at 260-5050. Best for you to go out and see it because, again, he will tell you about the quality of the wood, explain to you how it is manufactured, and you'll see where the quality comes from. They're on Boonville Road just past Kroger. Furniture that lasts for generations to come from Amish Furniture for Generations.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The roof of a large barn being built at the new A&M Equine Center collapsed, sending four construction workers to the hospital, three with critical injuries. Two of the three were released from St. Joseph yesterday. A 35-year-old remains hospitalized. College Station and Bryan firefighters responded to Saturday morning's call.
An approximately 300-foot-long barn structure that was under construction had collapsed, injuring four of the workers.
Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the workers were near the top of the 35-foot-tall roof, tying together steel pieces when they fell and landed on top of the debris.
Since these patients were visible and we didn't have to do any what we call extrication, didn't have to lift any debris or shore up or secure anything, we quickly committed crews to get in, get the patients, and get out.
No other victims were found following a secondary search that was done after the remainder of the barn was secured. The location was on the $35 million first phase of A&M's $80 million equine complex. The victim of an armed robbery over the weekend in West Bryan was able to record the license plate of the getaway vehicle. That led police to find the suspect 2 hours after the holdup. 30-year-old Stantoris Perry of Bryan is accused of the early Saturday morning holdup in the parking lot of the Fast Start convenience store on West Highway 21. An employee told police he had finished his shift and was walking to his car when Perry pulled out a handgun, pressed it to his neck, and demanded his wallet. The employee said Perry took his money and drove off. Police found the SUV Perry was driving outside an apartment complex, and he was arrested. The pistol believed to have been used, and most of the money was recovered. Tomorrow begins a $10 million reconstruction of freeway on and off ramps that will take through the end of next year to complete. The first phase closes the Harvey Road exit to southbound traffic, along with the southbound exit ramp from Harvey to the freeway, and the service road from University to Harvey will also be closed. These changes are in effect for the next 2 months, along with a construction speed zone of 60 miles an hour. If you're among the 14,000 Brazos County property tax owners who chose to split your annual payments, the second half is due a week from today. If you want to wait until the very last minute, tax assessor-collector Christy Rowe suggests using the Dropbox outside the tax office in downtown Bryan.
Quite honestly, what is dropped in the Dropbox on that deadline, we are not going to get to that day. So we're not going to process it or start working on it until the following day. So you're going to have a little more float there if that's what you're looking for. But we will get to it within that week, usually, and we'll process it. So you'll have a couple of extra days by taking that step.
The second half payment deadline is usually June 30th, but because that's a Sunday, property owners have until the next day. The original reason for this special session of the Texas legislature has been resolved. The Senate gave final passage to voting maps for their districts, as well as the state Senate and Congress. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says the boundaries of his district don't change.
They don't realize how blessed I am, and I'm glad nobody wants to take all my good people.
Minority groups continue to say the maps headed to the governor don't solve discrimination issues, meaning their lawsuit is expected to continue. With tomorrow the last day of the special session, Cassell doesn't rule out a continuation.
I'm the eternal optimist, but I'll tell you what, I think we will get to reconvene before the next session for sure. I think we will have a second special.
With the voting maps out of the way, lawmakers are focusing on abortion, juvenile justice, and transportation. Speaking of the latter, the governor's plan to use part of his rainy day fund for highways is not going over very well with some.
The bill would siphon off half of the oil and gas tax money from the rainy day fund into the highway fund. Appropriations Chair Jim Pitt says he isn't so sure they have the votes to pass the constitutional amendment in the House or even in November with the voters.
Number one, this doesn't fix it. The voters will think it does fix it, like lottery. People thought lottery would fix public ed, and if we have to come back and do something else, it would hurt that.
Pitts believes this revenue source would only cover about a quarter of the need. It's expected to hit the full House for debate on Sunday. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
2.5 months after the West Fertilizer Plant explosion, the plant owner and chemical supplier have been sued by the city. Unspecified damages are sought against Adair Grain for being negligent in storing ammonium nitrate that came from CF Industries. 15 were killed and hundreds of buildings destroyed and damaged from the April 17th blast. There's been no comment from representatives of the chemical company and fertilizer plant. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 81 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's officially summertime, and that means it's time for the Polaris Summer Sales event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Receive up to $1,000 in rebates on select models, plus additional financing with rates as low as 2.99%. Polaris Fun Center will keep your budget cool this summer with hot deals on Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsman ATVs. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has an entire family of machines built to handle your adventures through any season. Polaris Fun Center, just north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Log on to PolarisFunCenter.com. Remember, Polaris Fun Center, where we sell and service fun, not tractors.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Take me camping.
Take me camping.
Take me camping.
Now, tell me, who can resist that? And at RV Station's huge 4th of July sale in Bryan, USA, we make it easy to take your favorite little buddy camping. Why a free 4th of July sale, you ask? Because you might want to use your new camper on Independence Day. Now through July 4th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. At the huge pre-4th sale, get a 2013 Puma 28 VHS bunkhouse. This one has all the options, folks. Just $18,995. Stock number 1546. If a motorhome is more your style, get a brand new Jayco Redhawk Class C double slider, folks. Travel in style and take $19,500 off MSRP. Just $67,995. Stock number 2340. Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Don't be silly. Come to RV Station.
See, even a child knows where to shop. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
For the last several years, you've named the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as one of the area's best, and we need your help again this year. Be sure to vote for the Bush Library and Museum in the Best Tourist Attraction and Best Family Entertainment categories in the 2013 Best of the Brazos. Vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot in person at the Bush Library. While you're there, check out our exhibits and find out more about upcoming events. Thank you for your continued support. Vote now.
839, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure is going to lead to lots of sunshine over the next several days and some very warm temperatures. Highs this afternoon should be right around 95 degrees. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be near 75. We're sunny and we're breezy tomorrow. Afternoon highs right around 95. Clear breezy tomorrow night with a low of 75. Wednesday and Thursday, more sunshine and hot. Temperatures Wednesday and Thursday between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So it's 840. Okay, so tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow, well, about right at this time, 24 hours from now, we're going to have these changes in traffic, right?
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
On Highway 6, southbound, the exit ramp to Highway 30, okay? That's like the Huntsville Highway or Harvey Road, whatever, will be closed. And so traffic that want to actually get to State Highway 30 are going to be detoured to the FM 60 exit ramp, right? And then you got the 6 southbound entrance ramp. That's going to be closed. So traffic wanting to enter State Highway 6 will have to use the next entrance ramp, and that's up here by Allen Honda, or down here, up here, whatever from him. So as Kat's doing this story, and this is going to go, this part's going to go on for 2 months, and the whole deal's going to go until December 24th, December 2014. So as I'm listening to this, I'm thinking of our good friend Tom Turbeville, who thought,
what a hassle this is going to be.
So I think Tom speaks for all of us when he says,
what a hassle this is going
to
be.
Amen, yeah. Tom.
There you go. Anyway.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you. We just like to have fun here. All right. So again, just to go back to this whole hot weather thing, it apparently is all on us. We could do something about it if we wanted to.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah. For instance, and again, they don't tell us any more than this. It's just one line. A new study says if we want to save the planet, people need to stop eating meat.
Oh. Well,
you know, they throw that out there. They don't tell us who sponsored the study. You know, it could be vegans forever. I mean, there's no telling. But for them to just kind of put that out there, and we're supposed to think that that's it, that'll help us save the world. And then it's obvious that we are not moving fast enough for some people. We are not changing our climatic habits fast enough. By the way, Barack Obama, who is the president of America, is going to speak today about some of his global initiatives. Now, remember, he is the smartest man in the world, even though he doesn't know the Exchequer's name in Great Britain. Aside from that, he is smarter than all of us combined.
Of course he is.
So we should sit crisscross applesauce and not approvingly of anything that he says today. But they're obviously not getting us to change our habits enough to save the Earth. Enter now the Global Change Institute in the University of Queensland. Now, if, for instance, they found out that global change wasn't really happening, guess who'd be out of business?
That would be the
Global Change Institute, right. New figures are in from the Global Change Institute at the University of Queensland, which is not near here. Escalating temperatures are the equivalent of 4 Hiroshima bombs in a week. Now, you see, tell me how inflammatory you really want to get.
That's ridiculous.
The condition is being attributed entirely to human actions. Again, entirely. Remember that cow's farting has nothing to do with this. It's us, human beings, especially it's our use of carbon dioxide. All these heat-trapping greenhouse gases in our atmosphere mean our planet has been building up heat at the rate of about 4 Hiroshima bombs every second for several decades, according to John Cook, the University of Queensland.
So what's his solution for fixing it?
Well, John noted that upwards of 90% of the global warming was going on in our oceans, which are basically our national thermometers. The oceans regulate transformations in land and ice and animal species by controlling the temperature. I don't know. I wonder if John has an air conditioner in his house. Do you think John uses an internal combustion engine? Let's see how much of a carbon footprint John puts out there. Just saying. So,
hypocrite.
Quit eating meat. And by the way, we're all going to die anyway.
I don't understand. I mean, where's the argument? Did you say something and I just missed it that was like, eating meat causes...
No. Two different stories. I'm sorry. No, two different stories. No, the other one is just a new study that says if we want to save the planet, we have to stop eating meat.
Right after Al Gore sells a jet.
Right. And then John Cook from the Queensland...
Save the planet from what? What constitutes saving the planet? Well, like, can we have a couple more details?
No, I believe if we eat one more hamburger, the world will explode. I think. That's
so then I'm safe because I cooked an extra one Saturday.
Okay, well.
So the one in the fridge then, I've done my damage. I can't
do
anymore.
You can go ahead and eat that one, but I don't know that you can nuke it. You might have to leave it out like outside in the sun and let Mother Earth smile upon it until it's warm.
Maybe that's if I gross. Get a magnifying glass?
Well, that might help it. Yeah, could be. I'm not
reflective trying. Reflective cooking?
Yeah. Mm. A new world's ugliest dog and gosh, why wouldn't you want to
absolutely
have one of those? Hello. Hello.
You know, I just wish these people would get on the same track. A while back they were saying cows releasing gas were causing the global warming.
Yeah.
So we should eat more meat, and that would help it.
Yeah, exactly.
We just need to eat faster.
Well, again, we can find anybody who will argue to our point of view. We just need to fund them. You know, we'll just keep them going so they can make some money and tell their story. But anyway, Wally, 4-year-old Wally is a cross between a beagle, a boxer, and a basset hound. Wow. They have like a dog orgy? And the odor.
Maybe one of his parents was a half-something,
It could
Scott.
Be. Maybe so. Owner Tammy Barbie from Chico, California, entered the pooch at the last minute. And at the last minute. Which she came to an ugly dog show with her dog and went, oh, my dog can win that. She said people were coming up to me and saying, that dog's not right. But
is there a
I
picture
love him.
Of him?
I don't know. Maybe we can find one and we can.
I'm looking for it as we spoke.
Judges at the 25th annual Ugly Dog Contest north of San Francisco, especially impressed by Wally's strange walk. One judge says the dog looked like he had been photoshopped with pieces of various dogs and other animals. Oh, how very nice. Now, again, this is San Francisco. That's very insensitive.
Now they got low standards for ugly.
But what happens if Wally understood what they were saying? Wouldn't that hurt Wally's psyche? Wouldn't the internal part of Wally feel all bad and shrink because of the things that they're saying?
Oh, good Lord. That is a funny-looking dog.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Imagine luscious dark chocolate ice cream with chocolate brownies, miniature marshmallows, chopped almonds, pecans, and walnuts surrounded by a rich caramel sauce swirl. Welcome to new Bluebell Rock Slide Brownie Ice Cream, barely legal in 22 states.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell Ice Cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Bombers Baseball, your minor league experience right here in the Brazos Valley. Fireworks, bobbleheads, a huge inflatable kid zone, cotton candy, Thirsty Thursday, turkey legs, on-field entertainment, live music. Kids get to run the bases every night. The world-famous Smitty Burger and so much more. Start your minor league experience today at American Momentum Bank Ballpark and online at bvbombers.com. Tickets start at just $5. Bombers Baseball, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, Brazos Bingo, Jones & Lowe Agency, and Sterling Auto Group.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCS.com.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Former First Lady Laura Bush.
Every year, thousands of abused and neglected children are placed in foster care. Each one of these children needs someone they can count on to help them get through the foster care system and into a caring, permanent home as soon as possible. Consider becoming a CASA volunteer or supporter. You'll make a lifelong difference in a child's life and your own.
Please visit becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Good morning. It's 10 till. News Talk 1620, WTAWO. Here we go. A snake expert who dedicated his life to helping people overcome their fear of snakes has died after being bitten by a snake.
I read that this morning.
That's really sad.
He's 53. His name is Dieter Zorn, visiting villages in the south of France, hosting reptile shows in an effort to help people who suffer from this fear of snakes. German-born herpetologist, in the middle of the reptile show, he gets bitten by an aspic viper that he's handling. Emergency services soon arrived. didn't work. He died. Now, then we find out the official cause of death was listed as cardiac arrest by his assistant, His assistant claims that Zorn suffered from an extremely rare allergic reaction to snake bites. I mean, wasn't the
clock, bad career choice?
Wasn't the clock just ticking on this guy from day one?
Where's the guidance counselor?
Oh, man. All right, this is a little odd. Statue at a British museum moving on its own. Managers at Manchester Museum say they are puzzled by the mystery of an ancient Egyptian statuette which seems to spin itself around 180 degrees on the display case.
Hmm.
It's a 10-inch statue of Nebsanu. It dates back 1800 BC and has been on display at the museum for 80 years. A time-lapse security video clearly shows it spinning on its axis during the day. During the night, it remains perfectly still. Experts have no explanation
except
that it must be cursed.
The security guards are playing tricks there.
That's what I'm thinking. And I'm watching the video of it. And, you know, it slowly turns and then it's sitting by three other small statues and they don't move. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. There's somewhere, somehow,
If it's one of those that it's time-lapsed on the security thing.
Right.
So, you know, every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So the security guy, every 5 seconds, darts out.
Once again. He's got security guards with nothing to do, so let's mess with the statue here and see
I'd
how that works out for you.
I'd be all over that.
Make summer's greatest vacation memories at the new Schlitterbahn Beach Resort Hotel on South Padre Island, Texas. Directly located on the beach and on the grounds of Schlitterbahn Beach Water Park, our new 200-room resort is your complete summertime destination and the best location on South Padre Island. Both our huge water park and the beautiful Gulf of Mexico are just steps from your room. Challenge the new Torrent Tidal Wave River, race down towering water slides, blast up 4 water coasters, try surfing on the boogie bond, and cruise our endless river that floats you from ride to ride. The little ones can explore a silly submarine, board a pirate ship, climb through a giant sandcastle, or even ride our new carousel. Or you can just kick back on the beach and let the sound of the surf put you in a tropical state of mind. Plus, dine in our unique restaurants featuring great food and fabulous ocean views. Schlitterbahn Beach Resort on South Padre Island. Book your vacation today at schlitterbahn.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Is your current insurance relationship living up to your expectations? Do you have the confident feeling that your agent is looking out for your best interests and has provided you with the service you feel you deserve? If the answer is no, I would like to meet with you soon to discuss how we can get started. With a commitment to good business relationships for over 125 years, W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice independent agency. We are more than qualified to provide policies for your home or business with the best coverage at a competitive price through a personal and professional relationship. You are just one call away in discovering that W.E. Gibson Insurance is the best choice for local expertise when it comes to your insurance needs. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero
zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, we're gonna get to not see any more promos for Under the Dome since it starts tonight at 9 o'clock, or will we see more because it's already started?
If you miss the first episode, you
know, anyway, so that's tonight. Most pirated TV show. Did we show that? We talk about this the other day.
I think maybe.
Yeah, soap opera with swords.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's number one. Big Bang Theory is number two, and How I Met Your Mother was number three. Thought that was a little bit interesting.
Interesting. That shows you what's on TV right now.
Yeah, it really does. And so let's see, in our movies over the weekend, this World War Z or whatever it was called,
mm-hmm.
Z War, that didn't win.
No, it got knocked off by the Mansters.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's it. Look, you got kiddos with you. They want to be entertained, so you take them to see that.
And those are pretty good. The Monsters, the Monster Inc. movie is a pretty good movie.
Hey, you don't have to be a kiddo. I tried to see the movie, but it was sold out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm going back. Maybe next weekend.
Okay, well, there you are. So you can go do that. Let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, so the tanning mom, Patricia, what's her name? Krenzel, I think, the one who was orange. You know, she looked like a Smurf kind of.
Krenstupido?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Anyway, so she's in rehab now.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, so that's, I guess, the reason that happened.
She took a turn in adult entertainment, or tried.
Yeah, well, you know, that's eventually that's a career move for a whole lot of those folks. Mary Pickford, on this date in 1916, became the first film star to get a $1 million contract.
Back then, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't think there's I don't think there was income tax at that time. So that's not bad. That was a pretty good deal.
Did you know she was Canadian?
I don't know that.
Well, now you do.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. Rolex was invented in 1954.
Yay!
Yeah. The Lion King was released in 1994. The first recorded discovery of Canada. Okay. Oh, Canada. Hey, speaking of that, they've had some pretty monstrous rain up there.
Yes, they have.
That's been, just seeing the pictures out of Calgary, that's not a good deal. And then, did you hear about the Home Depot in Calgary? Sparked by angry social media users accusing Home Depot of price gouging during the flooding disaster, the hardware giant has apologized for what it called a mistake. A mistake. It's a photograph circulating on social media of a receipt from Home Depot dated 21st of June, shows the store charged $42 for 24 bottles of Dasani water.
Oh my gosh.
The photograph prompted outrage on the social media by people accusing Home Depot of price gouging. You think?
Yikes.
Got to remember that. That will get you in trouble every time. And on this date in 1947, Kenneth Arnold, a veteran pilot, made the first flying saucer report, seeing 9 of them over near Mount Rainier. Okay? 50 years.
Good sound, Kevin.
50 years later to the day.